Hello, and welcome to the, well, this is the first Divided by Werewolves podcast, but it's technically, what's it, what are we on, 14, 15?
15, I think.
15th episode of the show, so if you are listening to this and you had previously watched our shows, thank you for watching. We are switching to a podcast format. As opposed to a streaming video show / YouTube show. If this is the first time listening because you have not had the opportunity to watch things before, welcome. I'm Brandon, which you probably know that. Mitch is here too.
Yep.
So what we do here is we talk about all the nerdy stuff, comic books and movies, horror movies and superhero movies and video games and all that bullshit. So this will give us a little bit more flexibility to talk about different things, as well as hopefully reach a wider audience, and for us to not be quite so distracted by trying to save each other's ass in co-op while at the same time try to have a meaningful conversation. So not to say we didn't give it the old college try, because we certainly did. But I think if anyone who has watched the Drunk Watches know that maybe us and conversation, meaningful conversation and playing games don't necessarily go well together. speaking of Overwatch, have you been following this whole thing with like Terry Crews saying he wants to voice the Doomfist?
Yeah, man, I'm watching. I've subscribed to so many Overwatch YouTube channels, it's ridiculous, and they all have been all over this since, you know, all the hints and things started dropping.
My hope, my desperate hope, and I would love if Blizzard did this, would be on April Fool's for one day, like, Doomfist was a playable character, and then never again. Like, it was just April 1st, they're like, he's here, and then you go to play, and then they're like, April 2nd, they're like, that, psych, never mind.
Yeah.
Not doing
that,
it.
And I hope that, you know, he's did all these faux voice line things and auditions. I hope they only take voice lines from his Old Spice commercials. Like, everything is a voice line from an Old Spice commercial.
That would be awesome. Okay, so we tonight's show, we already did our end of 2016 best of, but we never got into some of the things that we're looking forward to in 2017, and we're going to get to that a little bit later on. But before we do that, one of the things that we never did a really good job of in the previous shows was just kind of like week to week saying, hey, kind of what are we playing or, you know, watching or whatnot. And so, you know, this gives us a little bit more flexibility to do that. And I know you've been playing and streaming, sometimes successfully, sometimes not, Resident Evil 7.
Yeah.
It's up to 7 now, yeah. Right?
Yep.
And how are,
well,
you?
So 7 actually, like, numbered Resident Evils, but there's been, like, 50 Resident Evil games.
Oh, that's right, because all the Veronicas and whatnot.
Yeah.
Okay. So I know we talked a little bit about before, but how are you liking it now that you've spent more time with it?
So, yeah, we did talk about it before, and I mentioned that I absolutely love the fact that Capcom saw how bad Konami was fucking up with the whole PT and Silent Hills thing and the Kojima stuff and all that. And they were like, you know what? This is probably never going to happen, so, you know, fuck you. Our next Resident Evil game is going to be Silent Hills. Mm-hmm. And that's pretty much my impression of the game. It's the first... Now, I am not a Resident Evil completist. Mm-hmm. I have played most of them. Mm-hmm. This is the first person one that I've played.
Okay.
And I love the fact that while it is a first person game, it has so many of those driving Resident Evil mechanics and feels like Resident Evil. It's so, I don't know, man. I love, you know, the old ones and the, you know, the first one is why I bought a PlayStation, because I had actually got out of gaming for a while, and Resident Evil got me back into gaming.
Oh, really?
And so I learned, yeah, absolutely. Like, from the Super Nintendo and to the 64 and all that good stuff, the last thing I played on Super Nintendo was Killer Instinct.
Okay.
And I took a few years off, And then somebody I was at work was like, hey, have you heard of Resident Evil? I'm like, no. And he's like, oh, you'd like it. And turns out he was right. And I got, you know, back into gaming, and I haven't looked back since. Mm-hmm. But I love that this first person, it's like you're in the mansion almost from the first, and it's a derelict house in Louisiana, obviously, but it feels like running through the mansion in Resident Evil 1, only in first person mode. Mm-hmm. You know, the inventory management, which ran afoul last night, if you've seen episode 3, because the last 20 minutes of that the episode is me doing the same fucking thing 10 times because I keep having to move shit out of my inventory. that's Resident Evil, right?
Right. So, right.
Love it. I the only thing I wish, and it may be, I can't speak to how the game ends up, but I miss the zombies, man. Like, I just miss the regular, you know. I mean, the first game had more than just zombies, and they all do, obviously. But like, once they got to 4,
that's the first one I played is 4. I mean, I played the remake of the original on the GameCube, but I didn't last very long. But 4, I got pretty far. I never finished it, but yeah, that was kind of getting away from the zombies into the crazed villagers or whatever.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. Like, I love the original thing where, like, you know, Umbrella Corporation created this virus. The virus gets out. They turn into zombies. That's all I need. And I don't, you know, the whole villager thing, the shit, and it's weird because it's like the villager, and then you blow off their head, and these fucking giant scorpion fucking things fly out and shit. And I just liked the regular old zombies from the first 3, and you know, they were the lickers, you know, they had the lickers, they had the snake, they had the sharks, you know, there's other shit. But like that whole, I don't know, man. Like, I love part 4. Don't get me wrong. Like, that game is phenomenal, but I just would rather have been shooting zombies.
Right.
And so this one sort of, I don't know, last night, honestly, up until last night, and I'm roughly 3 hours in, and, I'm not watching tutorials and shit about that. I know nothing about the game going in. I go in blind. So a lot of the 3 hours is me running around aimlessly, like trying to figure out what the fuck to do.
That would be me in any Resident Evil game.
Right. And well, that's kind of part of the, you know, the fun, right? And last night was literally the first time I've run into any sort of an enemy that isn't one guy. Because the same fucking, he keeps coming back. And it's just like, you know, it's sort of, I don't know if you've seen him, but like, it's like, it's sort of like Texas Chainsaw Massacre meets, I don't know, Resident Evil or whatever. It's weird. And there's one scene in particular that straight up comes out of Texas Chainsaw Massacre with the sitting at the table. You're like nailed to a chair and the family's there feeding.
Yeah.
All that shit. And I was like, man, this is Texas Chainsaw. I fucking love it. But like literally until last night, I had not seen any other enemy except for that one guy. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't a zombie, but still, you know, that's my only thing so far, I guess, is I just wish there were zombies like old school. But I mean, it's a fucking fantastic game.
Now, I don't know if you read, like, Tom Chick, he wrote a review of it, and he kind of mentioned this, it's like you're, at some point in time, you find, like, VHS tapes, and then you switch, what is that about? Because I couldn't quite understand. I think he didn't want to kind of spoil stuff too much, but I didn't really understand what the conceit was there.
So basically, you're this guy, and your wife has been missing, and you get like a voicemail or something that says, hey, you know, I don't remember what exactly how it starts, but anyway, something happens and she's like, if you get this, don't come here. And of course he goes. So you find this tape and the first tape and you put it in the VCR in this room and it's like this Ghost Hunters kind of show, sort of, Ghost where these people go. Yeah, exactly, right. But it's like two guys and a cameraman, and so you start playing the role as the cameraman for like when you finally put the tape in. So when you put the tapes in, you become whoever's like the main person on the tape.
Oh, okay.
And so you go and you're the cameraman, and you and so the thing is though that what you like you see shit in the tape as you play, and then when it cuts back to Ethan, you know, hey, there's a lever there. I can pull that, and I get.
Oh, I gotcha.
And so I found two tapes so far, and the second one was fucking terrifying last night.
Now, do you have to? Is it like you have to find these tapes in order to progress, or do they just kind of uncover secrets to make life easier?
So I can't really speak to, like, you know, the whole game, obviously, but I know for the first tape, and I know this because I'm playing on easy for the stream just because I don't want people to watch me fucking get killed a million times. But I'm also playing on normal for myself.
Oh, okay.
So when I played through easy and I did the tape part, and I know there's a lever in the fireplace, right, or whatever. And so when I played through on normal, I went to the fireplace. The lever's not there. You can't. So I think I can't say for sure, but I know for sure, like, the first tape, you obviously have to have seen that to progress.
Right. Okay. So they kind of gate your progress. I got you. Well, that's kind of, I mean, I can understand why they're doing it, but at the same time, that kind of sucks because that would take you out of it somewhat if you were, you know, if you were like, oh, I know this thing's there, and then it's not just because you haven't watched a tape. Like, that doesn't make a tremendous amount of sense, but I understand. I mean, I can understand why they're doing it.
Right.
Yeah, you know, the thing about those games is, for me, I get a little too stressed out with the scariness of it all, but it really is the inventory management. I have a hard time. I mean, now it's not as big of a deal because you can, like, you know, you can always, like, pause your PS4 and then whatever, it'll save your space, your progress. But, like, in previous iterations, like when I played on the GameCube, I was like, well, fuck this, I only have one, like, not only am I limited as to where I can save, but if I don't have a typewriter ribbon, I can't save at all, and then I have to decide, well, when I'm going to use it. And I just was like, I'm not sure I have the time or the patience to try to figure that out. And at least four, you know, they kind of, like, you could find that creepy dude and save wherever he had the weapon, the merch, or whatever. It felt like that was a little bit easier to manage.
But what are you buying?
Say that again.
That guy. What are you buying?
Oh, yeah, that fucking pedophile. You know, come to my van. It got too long. And I was just like, there were too many times when I thought, okay, this is it. This is the end. And then it wasn't. And I was like, I don't really care what happens to this girl at this point in time. Like, I honestly, you know, don't give a shit anymore. So I just never finished it. And I don't even, I got into the, like, I think I rescued the president's daughter from the hooded guys, and then I never got any further than that, so I don't even know what happened at the end of it.
So that part of that game, and we're running in way longer than this one, but that part of that fucking game, that whole mechanic of having to protect her,
oh god. Yeah.
It was such a good game up until that point, and it became work, and I was just like, oh, fucking Jesus.
And I think that's why I stopped, because it was one of those situations right after I moved here, and I had that summer, I think it was like, there wasn't a lot, it was like the 360 was about to come out, so they were kind of ramping down Xbox games, and I had like nothing to play, and I had purchased it before, and I was like, well, I'll give this another shot, and I got further than I did before, but, you know, not to where I was like, yeah, I really want to keep doing this. But, well, I'm glad you're enjoying it. Now, is this something that you would play in VR, or is it too, like...
What? It's sort of... So last night, so far, I've not felt like I've been missing anything by not playing in VR. But last night, when I ran into the new enemy that I ran into, which is this fucking, like, tar, black tar weird substance monster with these big fucking claws and teeth and shit.
Uh-huh.
And it was like watching Friday the 13th Part 3, or Jaws 3, not in 3D.
Oh.
Like, so every attack, they were like, just, their claws were just like coming at the screen. And I was like, how fucking scary would this be in VR?
Right.
I was like, you know, watching it on TV, you know, if you watch the episode, it's pretty bad. Because I dropped lots of the F-bombs and whatnot. Like, yeah, I was like screaming like a little girl for a lot of it, but I was like, man, imagine that in VR coming at your face. And I was
right,
like, shit.
Right.
I think, yeah, so what I've read is, like, this is the reason to have PSVR so far, anyway.
Right.
And, you know, if I had it, yeah, I'd absolutely play a VR. But, okay. Nah, I don't know. I'm not going to do it. I'll finish it.
Yeah, I think that'd be too much for me. Like, I as it is, I just get too, like, nervous. I think the VR stuff would be. I mean, I love horror movies, and I like horror games, but I think that'd be too much, too stressful.
Yeah, me too.
So, cool. Well, very good. Well, I'm almost done with Yakuza 0, which is a crazy-ass game. I had meant to at some point to stream it, and I just never kind of got around to it. But holy shit, like, if you like a lot of cutscenes, this is the game for you. I mean, I was working out this morning, and in the 45 minutes while I was working out, I think maybe 15 minutes of it was not cutscenes.
Wow.
And I mean, they're long, and then they go into each other, and you'll have a cutscene, and then you'll have, you know, dialogue that's not a cutscene, but it's still like you're not doing anything, and then you run around, and then you get in a fight, and then you get in another cutscene. And I barely understand what's going on. But I can understand why people like these games. I don't know if I'd play another one after it, to be honest, because it, like an open world game, there's a lot of stuff to do, but it's all like mini games like bowling and darts and shit like that. And I actually don't really have much of an interest in doing that. I like in open world games where, like, you know, you're doing car racing or whatever, finding shit or stuff like that. I don't have much of an interest in going bowling. Like, I can go bowling like in real life. Like, I don't, you know, doing it in a game when I have even less control over the ball, I just don't give a shit about it. But I think if you've never played a Yakuza game before, I definitely think it's worth playing because it's crazy. And like you get in these fights and like money literally like explodes. Like you drop a guy, you pile drive a guy on his fucking ass and money just comes flying out of his body. And it is hilarious. And some of the combat animations, like, so, you know, they have these like special moves that you can do and the combat animations for them are fucking, I mean, it is awesome. I mean, they did a really good job of like animating things because each of the two characters has like three different styles, and this one guy has this breakdancing style, and so his combo move is like if these two people try to attack you, he like dodges one, then makes the first guy hit the other guy, then he turns around and kicks the leg of the second guy so that that guy kicks the balls of the first guy, and it's every single time I laugh my ass off, like every time. I must have seen it like a, I don't know, 50 times by now, as many times, because without getting too much into it, there's like this currency that you can use to level up characters, and you get it by doing certain things in the game, and one of them is defeating a certain number of enemies with each style. And so I would typically just pick a style and then just decide to roll with that style until I got that currency.
Yeah.
And so I was just constantly using this move because I was working on the breakdancing style. And it's fucking hilarious. Like, I laugh my ass off every time.
Oh, I'm sure I do. Like, just your description is funny. I would love to see it in actual motion.
Yeah. I'm sure there's people, like, if you go on YouTube and you look for, like, some of the, like, combat animations,
oh, yeah.
I'm sure they're there. But they're pretty goddamn funny. And then, from the stream, I've been playing Hitman, which I've been enjoying quite a bit so far. But yeah. I need to get further into it to know kind of how it stacks up to previous ones.
Man, you were playing that shit like a pro last night.
Yeah, you know, what's funny is that, that's the thing with these new, like, opportunity system that kind of guides you through things.
Yeah.
It's fairly easy, but at the same time, I mean, you know, just because it tells you what to do doesn't mean that you're actually going to not fuck it up, as we saw on the stream, me fucking it up multiple times. but you know, at least the save system is flexible enough, which I think for a game like Hitman, it really kind of has to be, because you want people to be able to experiment and then recover if things go, you know, go to shit. So far, I'm really enjoying it. But we could spend all day talking about that, so why don't we switch gears? So 2017 so far, based on what we know, seems like there could be a lot of pretty rad stuff coming out. So the stuff that Mitch and I are going to mention, obviously there's no guarantee that all this stuff is going to come out, this year, but, you know, this is the stuff that has been announced or they're hoping is going to come out. And if there's stuff that I thought definitely wouldn't, I left that off the list. So this stuff is, for me, is kind of equal parts hoping and assuming. And we'll go for that. So do you want to lead us off? I don't have these things in any particular order, so I'll let you.
I kind of do, but I don't. So I just went to a website, and I forget which one it was, and I looked at, you know, the things that were the top whatever games that were coming out this year. So I know, like, my first one sort of that I wrote down, I absolutely know it's coming out this year because it's, like, it's right around the corner. And there's Ghost Recon Wildlands.
Yep, I have that one too.
So that's my next purchase, as far as I know, unless, you know, something happens and they fuck around and sneak Friday the 13th in on me early. But Ghost Recon, man, I'm looking forward to that one. I've been watching a ton of footage. It looks like I still really miss the old original Ghost Recon and Ghost Recon Island Thunder first-person squad-based tactical thing, because, like, I absolutely love that, because, like, mm-hmm. I would play missions on the first two that I never even pulled the trigger. You know, I took my guys, and I told them where to go, and, you know, and I learned where the enemy was and all that shit. Man, it was so much fun. And then with Graw and everything on the 360, and even the original Xbox went away from that after the first two. It became more of a focus on co-op for me, like the online multiplayer stuff. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I cut my teeth on Xbox Live. My first Xbox Live real, you know, game was Rainbow Six 3. Yeah. And, you know, that was me and my brother and Diptastic. And then once I started meeting other people, it was Ghost Recon. You know, we played Ghost Recon.
On the 360.
Yeah. So I'm really looking forward to Wildlands. It looks really good. It looks like they didn't do anything to break the mold mm-hmm. from the last one, the last couple. But I don't know. It looks really good, and I'm looking forward to getting into that with everybody because, you know, you and I both have friends who we already know are going to have it, and
right,
I think that
right.
We're going to have a good time with it.
Yeah, my only concern is I don't want them to turn it into the Division. Like, I liked – You play with other people a lot more than I do, so I need the single player component to be strong enough to kind of if I'm just like fucking around, either working out or watching TV, that I have something to do.
Right.
So I'm hoping that, but you know, if it ends up being kind of like the way they say it is, like with like equal parts the Division mixed with like Far Cry and that type of thing, then
right.
Yeah, I'm all over it. Because I don't need a lot. Like, I just need something to do, you know, even if it's just going to the map and clearing out like a stronghold or something like that.
Right.
That's enough for me until I can get in with other people.
Right. And, you know, I did hear that the AI is not as good as playing with other people, obviously, but I have heard from different reviews and you know, impressions from the beta, which I didn't get into, that playing by yourself, there's still plenty to do. But the real fun is to be had with your friends, and that's
sure.
That's a given, right? That
right.
makes it. But there's stuff to do on your own.
Right. Yeah, so that's on my list too. I think, I mean, I don't know if it'll be a day one purchase. I'll probably wait and see, you know, kind of how you feel about it and, you know,
sure.
who's playing and whatnot before I pull the trigger on it. But it's definitely – and really it's on my radar because you guys have been talking about it. So,
okay.
For me, though, my next purchase, these are two. They actually came out – they're coming out the same day. So I'm going to mention both of them. And one of them has already been purchased because I kickstarted it, and that's the new Torment Tides of Numenera game. I should actually be playing that on the PC because I wish there was a way that, like, if you had kickstarted on the PC, you could have somehow, like, gotten credit towards the console version. So when I was back when I was a PC gamer, Planescape Torment was one of my all-time favorite role-playing games. Like, this game was just so fucking deep, and just the things you could do were awesome. Like, the final boss battle, you could actually talk the guy out of it. Like, you didn't even have to fight. If you had certain characters and your character was spec'd the right way, you could actually talk him out of into seeing the error of his ways. And it was awesome.
Yeah.
So this is like a kind of a spiritual sequel to that. So I'm looking forward to that. And then Horizon Zero Dawn, the open world robot monster fighting game from the guys that made the Killzone games, that comes out on the 28th as well. So, definitely looking forward to that. I hope that ends up being good. I like the design aesthetic of like the monsters. I like just the way the world looks. The combat looks pretty rad. I like the Killzone games. I think that the Killzone games are a great story of the most inept military squad in the history of warfare because these guys are fucking morons.
Right.
But, you know, their combat was tight. You know, their weapon design was pretty much on point. Like, some of the AI stuff was kind of annoying. But like, I actually enjoy the games. I enjoyed the games quite a bit. So I'm looking forward.
I'm a big fan. I have Horizon on my list, too. I'm a huge fan of the Killzone games. I have been since the first one. I love that. So I don't know exactly how to describe it, but I like I almost like how it's sort of clunky, like the weapons are, because they're so fucking like beefy.
Yeah.
And I like how the movement is like, I always love the movement. Like, that was one of my things for Killzone. I love the fact that, you know, Halo's great and all, man, and you know,
it's holy shit though.
Yeah. But, you know, it's sort of slick, and the movements are slick and all this. And I don't know, man. I just appreciate the realism that Guerrilla put into the Killzone games.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I like
Horizon. I love the, you know, I think as you said, the design of the game looks amazing. I think it's, you know, the combat looks fun, what I've seen. And, you know, you're shooting robot dinosaurs with a fucking bow and arrow. I'm going to get that every day.
No doubt. Yeah. And actually, and because I was so disappointed by, shit. What was the one that was on the Xbox One, with the girl and the robot dog and the
Recore.
Yeah, Recore. I was so kind of disappointed with Recore, but I was like, you know, thinking, both of these games were kind of announced at the same time, and I thought, okay, two games where you play, you know, somebody who takes on, like, robot monsters, like, shit, yeah, that's awesome. And so Recore ended up being so disappointing that I'm kind of putting all of my robot monster fighting eggs in the Horizon basket, so we'll see. So those two, yeah, so, you know, I'm kind of, the 28th is also, like, my last day so far of, like, full-time employment. So on the one hand, I'm like, wow, I need to fucking get a job so that way I can get paid. But on the other hand, I'm like, well, if I don't have a job, at least I have two things to play.
There it is.
Yeah. All right, so what's next for you?
All right, so next for me, and we could talk about this for the next 6 hours, because I know you love these games as much as I do, is Mass Effect Andromeda.
Yep.
I think that's a no-brainer that, you know, I think it's going to be amazing. I mean, the first three were. I have no reason to believe this one won't be. I cannot wait. Cannot wait to get back into that universe. Mass Effect 2 is top three games of all time for me.
Yeah, that's a good game.
You know, yeah. Oh, God, it's so good. And this one looks incredible. You know, just I've not seen a lot of things from it, because I'm not one of those, I don't want it to be spoiled at all.
Right.
But the few little bit I have seen, I'm so pumped for this game. Like, I think it's going to be probably one of my favorite games this year.
Yeah, it's funny because I mentioned this when we were playing Overwatch the other day. I mean, I'm looking forward to it as well, but every time I see a trailer for it, it actually kind of ruins I feel like their marketing materials just are not doing it justice. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. For me personally, I'm at the point where I'm like, I don't want to see anything else from it until it comes out, because every time I see something, somebody opens their mouth and I'm like, God, that it just seems, it sounds, the writing is awful. Like,
yeah,
but it's a Mass Effect game and I'm interested to see kind of, you know, what they end up doing. So I'm not like discounting it by any stretch of the imagination.
Right.
But at the same time, it's like, you know, I don't know, that some of the stuff is just not doing it for me. And it could be that, I liked 3, but that whole thing with the ending and everybody bitching about it, like, that just kind of soured me on the series, unfortunately, which isn't their fault. you know, that people right. couldn't, you know, get into their head that sometimes things don't end the way we want them to, but, you know, whatever.
Yeah, that was my, that's the only thing that bothered me was that they went back and, like, changed it. Because I had no problem.
Yeah, I didn't either. I didn't quite understand it, but I was like, whatever. That's not my place to say. So.
Right.
But, yeah. But no, that's on my list as well. That's on my list as well. And then kind of the same time frame. So the Legend of Zelda, Breath of the Wild, for me, I'm a huge Zelda fan. I played the last one. I don't remember. I put about 40 hours into it and I never finished it because I put 40 hours into it and I was like, yeah, you know what? I think I'm done. And I think if you play 40 hours in a game, you know, you can pretty much, who cares if you finish it? Cause you certainly got your money's worth.
Right.
And I mean, right now, like, until I start seeing that the Switch, like, has something other than just the... Not to say that I wouldn't pick up a Switch at some point, but I'm kind of past the point where I buy a Nintendo console simply because it's a Nintendo console. Like, I just can't do it anymore. Financially, it just doesn't work out. Typically, there's just not enough... there's just not enough... games there, and I don't see this as like really being that different. So until I know for certain, you know, that there's going to be support, I'll probably hold off on buying it. So I may, my kids have a Wii U, so I might play Breath. I might steal it from where it is from them, and then play Breath of the Wild. I'm certainly not going to wait until I decide to get a Switch to figure out, you know, what I'm doing. So.
Yeah, that one did not make my list just for that very reason. I, you know, the last Zelda that I played was the Wind Waker, which I. But that's the thing is the GameCube was the last Nintendo console I bought.
Right.
Until like I got a Wii, last summer, because I got a Wii, not a Wii U, a Wii. And I do have the Zelda. I don't know if there was one or two on that, actually, but I have whatever the first one was.
There was two. There was so the one that I was mentioning, the Heaven Sword or something.
Yeah,
and
that's what I have.
There was one when the game first came out, and I played that one. I can't remember the name of it, though. It's the one with the wolf, where you turn into a wolf or whatever. It's a good game.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I like Zelda. I do, but I'm like you. Nintendo doesn't Zelda's not going to sell me a console at this point. And it's sad to say because I love the series, but
yeah.
I'm not going to put in money for that. And same way, like I actually did. I did put Mario Odyssey on this list, and then I crossed it off because to love the Switch, but I'm not going to buy a Switch just to play Zelda or just to play Mario Odyssey.
And that Odyssey game looks creepy to me, the way people look. Like, I don't want Grand Theft Auto Mario. Like, I'm sorry. That shit looks horrifying.
I know. Yeah, it's weird. And then the whole, you know, the hat being anamorphic is weird to me.
Yeah, yeah. Oh. It's like when people go, like, they decide, oh, let's draw a picture of what Mario would look like in real life. No, let's not do that. That's terrifying.
I want Mario in the Mushroom Kingdom. That's where I want Mario.
Yeah, I don't want him in fucking Liberty City. I don't want Mario to run over a prostitute. okay, so if those games then aren't on your list, like what is something else then that is?
All right, so the next one for me is, I talked about it a little bit, I mean, and this is, again, no surprise to anyone, Friday the 13th.
Oh, yep.
Cannot wait for this game. I'm so upset that the beta was PC only. I know there were reasons for that, and I read the reasons. I don't know that I agree with the reasons, but I cannot wait to play this game. I kickstarted it from, like, day one. So what I did was there were, like, you know, the tiers, obviously, and so the one that I put in on was to get a digital copy of the game on my platform of choosing. So what I did was, because I'm going to double dip on this one. That's I know that. So what it was, my Xbox copy will be the digital copy that I kickstarted, and it was like I think $30 was when you could a digital copy, and then I'm going to buy a physical copy for the PlayStation because I made my controller for it.
Yeah,
I just want to play the game.
Right.
It looks great. You know that there was that game that came out on PC. that was basically the exact same game, only it wasn't licensed, so it didn't have Jason in it.
Uh-huh.
God, the name is completely falling on my brain. I know what the name of it is. Oh, shit. Anyway, it's the same concept, same thing, only it's not, doesn't have that Friday the 13th, like, coat of paint on it.
Uh-huh.
And that game, like, I've watched a million Let's Plays, a million live streams. The game looks fucking phenomenal. I've watched countless, I mean countless videos of Friday the 13th from the beta. And it just looks, it's going to be so much fun, man. My only thing is I just hope that at least I know three other people who are going to get it. That's my only thing. Because I think that this game is going to, if you're a counselor, communication is so important in this game.
Right.
And if I have nobody with the public to talk to, then I'm going to want to be Jason every time.
Yeah. 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 But, no, that's definitely one. No, you're absolutely right. Because, I mean, God forbid. You don't want to have to rely on other people in that situation. Because, as we know, they suck sometimes. Yeah. So, and when does that come out?
Well, so all they keep saying now, so at first it was supposed to be the end of last year. But, you know, the developers, especially with the Kickstarters, they're very open. They're just like, you know what? We don't know yet. And right. So at this point, they're saying early 2017. So we'll see.
Okay. I got you. All right. Well, for me, this is actually a game that came out on the Wii U and only came out on the Wii U, and I never played it. And it's Lego City Undercover. So I like Lego games, but, you know, after a while, all the theme stuff gets kind of be the same. And Lego City Undercover was basically like an open world Lego game. And it was supposed to be really, really good. And it's just that I never played it on the Wii U because that console's up where my kids play stuff, and they weren't really interested in it. But it's coming out for the PS4 or for the Xbox One, and I was like, shit, the thing I liked most about, like, some of the last two Lego Batman games was kind of the open world stuff in it. You know, yeah. The story levels are cool and all, but, I'll be interesting at least just to kind of try it out, because they came out with a version of it for the 3DS, and it kind of sucked. It was just like a regular Lego game, but I'm looking forward to that one. And then Prey is the next one. I don't know if that one's on your radar.
I played the first one on 360, mm-hmm. and it was okay. It didn't blow me away or anything. Like, I enjoyed it, enough. I finished it. But I don't know, it's so different, and it's been, Jesus, we've been teased with another Prey game for basically since the first one came out.
What bothers me about it is that it's not – I saw the Prey that they showed at E3, and I remember being at that E3. It's not that Prey, and I want that Prey. That yeah. Prey was fucking awesome. Unfortunately, it's not that one.
Right.
But it still looks interesting enough to me to go, okay, I'll give it a try. I mean, it seems a little too, on the one hand, it is kind of a little Dead Spacey. We'll see.
Tell me on it, because I love Dead Space.
I hate Dead Space.
I know you do.
I hate it.
So bad about that part two. I assured you. You were going to love Dead Space 2 because I loved it so much. And you were like, yeah, I fucking hate it.
Well, it's one of those things where it was, I tried playing 3 and it was like, it's Dead Space and snowy Dead Space. And, I got only so far. And then I was like, yeah, I can't do it.
Yeah. I literally worship at the altar of Dead Space.
There you go. Yeah. All right, so what's next?
All right, so next that I have written down here is Days Gone.
Oh, yeah, okay. I was reading about that one tonight, yeah.
So that may or may not come out this year. I kind of have the feeling it probably will, but it may be, I think, closer to a holiday. We'll see. But basically, that's it's by the guys that did Siphon Filter, which I fucking love. Wow. Me some Siphon.
Yeah.
Love yeah. Siphon Filter. And it, from what I've seen, it looks a lot like Sons of Anarchy, and World War Z had a baby together.
Zombie Jax Teller.
Yeah, like you're one of the Redwood originals, and you're up against the type of zombie that's in World War Z where they're fucking climbing over each other and making mountains and shit, and it's very fast paced looks, and it's sort of gives a The Last of Us vibe, but like The Last of Us on speed.
Right.
You know, I'm going to play the shit out of that game, I think, if it comes out this year, great. If not, I don't know, but I'll be playing the shit out of that game, I think.
Right. I saw, they're called like Fakers, the zombies or something like that.
Yeah. Something like that.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that was one where I was like, I figured I like the motorcycle aspect of it, but again, the zombie thing, I'm like, I'm just not sure. You know, again, it's zombies, so
yeah.
We kind of talked about this before, where they'd have to be really like if the open world motorcycle-y part of it is enough, then I'm willing to to kind of put aside the zombie stuff. But
sure.
I definitely
hope it's more story driven, like The Last of Us is, and I hope it's just not. And from what I've seen, it looks like it will be. I don't know; it's hard to say so far, but. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm definitely more interested in something that's more character-driven than just a bunch of bikers throwing Molotovs and shit at zombies.
Although that would be awesome. That'd be like Left 4 Dead all over again.
Yeah, but Left 4 Dead is Left 4 Dead. But I don't want sure. I think this is going to be different.
Yeah. Let's see. Next for me, and I don't know if this is coming out. So now we start to get, for me anyway, in the. Stuff. Well, no, that's not true. I'll do one more. The Uncharted, The Lost Legacy. So that's the standalone Uncharted DLC that they're coming out with. Like, and it originally was going to be about, I guess, Nate and his brother, but then they decided to make it about Chloe because she's not really in. She's not in Uncharted 4.
Right.
So this is going to be like her and what's her nuts, Natalie or whatever her name was. From 4. I can't remember her name. So I actually like that idea because, they got into so much of Nate and his brother and the backstory and everything kind of in the game itself that I'm actually okay with not necessarily revisiting that stuff. So, and it is standalone. So that's good. If you haven't played 4, you can play it. Although, I have played it, so hopefully it'll still tie in from a story perspective. But I tend to get rid of my game discs, so I don't have 4 anymore, so I'd be irritated if I had to buy it all over again.
I still haven't played 4. I'm still...
4 is great, man. 4 oh, is I know. It's amazing how good it looks, and just it's such a great game.
I've literally not played one Uncharted game on release. And I love the games. I don't know. It's just one of those things. They're great games once I finally get them, but I don't get really jazzed about them for some reason.
Well, I mean, the thing about those games is that, they do keep pretty well. It's mostly single player, so it's not like if you don't pick it up when it first comes out, you're going to kind of, be left behind. I mean, they're all self-contained stories, so, take your time.
Yep.
But so, and then I'll do one more real quick. So God of War, I hate the God of War games. I hate them. I think they're fucking stupid, but I can't stop playing them. I've played every single one of them, including the PSP ones.
Yep.
And I think they're fucking ridiculous, but I can't stop playing them. And this one with Kratos, and his kid and Viking shit. Oh, hell yeah. A1, AAA, whatever, 5 stars, would play again.
go ahead and give it that 10 out of 10, right?
Yeah, right. I mean, just Kratos berating his kid for not knocking the bow correct. Come on. Like, how awful a father would Kratos be? Like, that guy is a fucking dirtbag. Like, he would be the worst.
Yeah, that's all mine, too. That was my next one, too, so...
Okay.
Yeah, I'm the same way, man. I don't know. I love to hate the God of War games. I guess that's like the best, because they're, because like gameplay wise, they're so good. And some of hands down the most inventive boss fights.
Yes.
Of, you know, the last two generations of console gaming.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I know he's a despicable character. And I don't know the whole, the sex mini games and shit like that, man.
Yeah. So yeah.
Beady and cheesy, but, I can't help but love them.
Like, I just remember in 3 when he, like, rips Mercury's legs off or whatever, and I was like, oh, all right. Yeah. You know, if you ask me when is too much, that right here, this is where. Yeah. And then it got to the end, and I was like, no, I'm wrong. It's actually this part.
Yeah, no, yeah. It went the extra mile.
but yeah, so I'm looking forward to seeing how that one turns out. All right, so what's next for you?
All right, next for me is one that we know will be out this year and one that I'm almost afraid of, just because of part one, is Destiny 2.
See, I put that down as well, of course, and I hope it's out this year. I don't know what the hell they're going to do if it's not. But
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, because the first one was what? It was supposed to come out in, like, March, I think, and then it ended up in, I don't know, September, maybe?
September, yeah.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I think that the player base for Destiny is dwindling to the point where they need for part 2 to come out this year.
Do you play it anymore? I know I don't.
I do. I hop on and do the occasional Nightfall. I still want to do the raid. I haven't done I'm close to 400 on PlayStation, and I do not play on Xbox anymore. But on my PlayStation, I do still pop on to the occasional Nightfall, and I get, you know, dick for doing it. But I would like to try to get to 400 with at least one character, and because I have, you know, I have 6 characters in the game,
right?
The 2 systems, and I would like to get the max light level for at least one for the amount of fucking time I put in the game.
Sure.
You know, I don't do the Nightfall every week. I do it depending on what the Nightfall is. So this week I'll do it, because I think it's the Dark Blade.
Mm-hmm.
And that one's doable for me. But, I don't know. I sort of hope Destiny 2 is amazing, and I sort of almost am scared of that because of...
Right, getting back into it, right?
Just how addicted I was to how addicted I was to Destiny for so long.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing, right? Like, I mean, when it's good, it's so good, but then you find you're like, I'm not playing anything else. Like, this is literally all I play, because...
Exactly.
And that's good on the one hand, because, you know, it means you can get a lot of value out of it, but, on the other hand, you're just like, well, shit, look at all these games that I'm missing out on, because I'm constantly playing Destiny. So, no, I totally feel you.
Yeah.
Totally feel you.
You know, all these games that we're talking about, like... If they happen to come out after Destiny 2, I don't know when the fuck I'll play them.
Right. No, I'm right there with you. I mean, there's definitely things that I would like to see, you know, in the next version.
Yeah.
I mean, Jesus, we could do a whole show just on that.
Oh, yeah.
I hope there is some continuity between 1 and 2 so that, you know, all of that time that you put in, or, you know, we put in, doesn't just go away because they couldn't figure out a good way to incorporate things. Or
I did hear not to be too attached to your guardians from part 1. So I think we're starting from scratch as far as that goes, which is kind of disappointing because I like my characters.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that sucks. Well, hopefully at the very least, maybe they'll, I don't know, even if it's just, like, kind of giving you stuff to start off, like, they'll recognize kind of, you know, what you had done.
At least, right. Yeah, it's like, hey, you put 1,000 hours on Destiny.
Right.
Here's a gun. Here's something.
Right, exactly. Here's a gun you won't use, you know, in 3 hours. Yeah. Awesome, thanks.
Right.
Yeah. No, that one's on my list as well. And I think they have to come out with it. I don't know what else they're going to do. They can't. Yeah. They can't keep coming up with these stupid, you know, seasonal events.
Shit, yeah.
Right. Okay, so now these next ones, I'm not sure if they'll come out this year, and they're kind of in the same vein, so I'm going to mention two of them at the same time. So one of them is Crackdown 3, which I fucking love myself, Crackdown. Crackdown 2 kind of sucked, but Crackdown 3 was the shit. And then the other one is Agents of Mayhem. So that's the game that Volition, the guys that did the Saints Row games, like they're working on now. And it's like you play these Agents of Mayhem, and it's a squad of three people, and you can kind of switch between which squad member you are, and they all have, like, you know, they have different abilities, and one guy is like a pirate shotgun guy, and the other one, I forget what she is, and then there's one guy who's like a movie star. And I think they both they feel very similar in that there's a lot of like large scale action and kind of city destruction type of thing. And the Saints Row games always had like a really good sense of humor, so I'm kind of hoping that the same thing is there. But whether or not that actually comes out this year, I have no idea. Ditto for Crackdown 3. I feel like Crackdown 3 has to, otherwise don't even bother, because nobody's going to remember anymore.
Yeah.
And the Xbox is in desperate need of some exclusives.
Something to come out this year.
Yeah, they need some exclusives. That, I mean, it sucks that it's an exclusive with a you know, that it's just it's another sequel, but Jesus, I mean, yeah. What do they have?
Yeah.
Shit keeps getting canceled.
Yep.
You know, so so we'll see.
Yeah, man, I didn't play 2, but and I had to eat crow hard on Crackdown 1, because I remember back in the good old XBLF days, man, I picked on Sean pretty hard for Crackdown because he was excited for it, and I was like, it just looked awful to me, and everything he'd post, I'd be like, "Ooh, yes, we can jump and collect orbs and shit."
Like, I remember to this day, I remember when I found my last orb. I remember, I can tell you where I was. I can tell you, I took a fucking picture of it with my phone. I remember the sound it made. I could tell you, I could show you on the map where it was. Yeah.
Yeah, so I didn't find them all, but so I bought Crackdown because that was the only way to get into the, I don't know if it was Halo 3 or...
Yeah, it was. That's right, Halo 3. That's right. There was a Halo Halo beta.
Yeah, that's why I bought Crackdown, to get to the Halo 3 beta. And fuck if it wasn't fun, though, man. I was
it was.
I can't believe how much fun that game was. So I had to eat crow pretty hard. And I actually apologized to Sean. Not only on the site, but I actually like sent him private messages like, man, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, I'm so sorry.
I'm playing the shit out of this, and you were 100% correct.
I'm sorry I denied the glory that is Crackdown.
Yes. Yeah. All right, so I only have one, maybe two more. I don't know how many more you have.
Yeah, like 3.
Okay. So my next one is, and I'm pretty sure that's coming out, is Star Wars Battlefront 2.
Oh, yeah. Especially now they're doing story campaign.
Yes, sir. I think, see, I'm one of those people who, I'm not an apologist. If you hated Battlefront, I understand. I fucking loved it. You know, it because I loved the first two. There was no story on the first two either on the Xbox. They were straight up, you know, sandbox multiplayer shoot. The only thing that I think was missing from this one that was on the other two was the ability to play with your friends against bots. That's all I wanted that wasn't there. I didn't care, you know, yeah, single player would have been fun. And, you know, a story would be great. Like, I'm looking forward to that. But from what I want from Star Wars Battlefront, it had everything that I wanted, except I couldn't play just with, like, you and I versus bots.
Right.
You know, and you could like this, like the missions or whatever, like we did on the Rogue One episode.
Yep.
Like that was there, but that wasn't the Battlefront game. You know what I mean? Like that, you know, the way you play Battlefront.
Right.
It was like separate things where it was just like sort of horde mode or whatever you want to call it. I think that's like the going term for that mode is horde mode.
Yeah.
So that's basically what that was. But what I wanted to do was what we used to do. We, you know, on the Xbox, on the original Xbox for part 1 and part 2 is, you know, me and Frozen or me and, you know, whoever, we'd get in there and, like, we always picked Empire unless it was Hoth. And then we went Rebels, Frozen like the trip, the AT-ATs. And, man, we played countless hours of Battlefront. And this game, I thought, was fantastic. It was just an updated version of those games, which I loved. You know, I played it multiplayer, even though I'm not a huge multiplayer guy. I wasn't great at it. I wasn't terrible at it. You know, I just have so much fun playing in that Star Wars sandbox. And, you know, they give you all the toys. You know, you get all the vehicles and shit if you want to do that. And they throw the heroes in there. And, it's just mindless fun to me.
Yeah. The only thing that I hope they do is I think their DLC shit is just a little too aggressive. Like, I think they need to back off a little on that, you know, because it just feels too much like people are not getting, not even the full game, just right. Like enough of the game.
Yeah. No, you're absolutely right. That's the, you know, I was looking at pre-ordering Mass Effect Andromeda today, and so I just joined the Best Buy Gamers Club Unlock thing, whatever.
Uh-huh.
And there's like 9 different versions of Mass Effect that you can pre-order right now.
Yes. Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, Jesus Christ. Just give me the fucking game.
Right, right.
I'm so over season passes. That's a whole other episode. But I'm so over.
Yeah. Yeah, me too. Absolutely. Well, I knew it was coming out. I just kind of vaguely was on my radar, but then when I saw that they're going to do story or hit single player, I was like, yes, absolutely. Yep. Because I mean, you and I, we played it for the show. I've never touched it since then because I'm not a multiplayer guy at all. And I just feel like I would get completely destroyed. And so I need something to do single player, you know, in the off times when other folks aren't around. So,
right.
But I like that idea too, of, you know, kind of having all the toys there.
Yeah.
But let's see. So for me, the next three, we'll do, so Detroit Become Human. That's the next David Cage train wreck in waiting.
yeah.
Like I like David Cage games because they're typically pretty bad. I thought Heavy Rain was great. As long as you didn't like peek behind the curtain, but it was also like absolutely, completely, fucking mind-numbingly ridiculous. you know, Indigo Prophecy, best game with necrophilia as a major plot point that I think I've ever played.
Absolutely,
that was great. And that one with Ellen Page, I only played. I don't even know if I played half of it, to be perfectly honest, because it was terrible.
I did not really that one either.
It was really bad.
Beyond Two Souls or whatever?
Yeah.
I didn't finish that. I kind of felt bad for not finishing it, but did not like that game. I loved Indigo Prophecy and the other one, which you just said, and I can't remember. Heavy Rain. Loved Heavy Rain, but... Yeah, didn't like Beyond.
So we'll see if this ends up. You know, this whole, like, you know, androids, they're sentient. Do they feel? Who gives a shit?
I wrote that down and crossed it off because I don't think that comes out 2017.
It's definitely one of the ones where I'm like, it could. I mean, he's had how long to make the goddamn thing?
True.
And then I'll do one more, and then you can do your last one, and then I'll do my last one. Spider-Man.
yeah, that's my last.
Oh, is it really? Okay.
Yeah, hell yeah.
The studio that makes Ratchet and Clank making a Spider-Man game? Fuck yeah. Like, why wouldn't I be all over that shit?
Oh my God, imagine Sunset Overdrive, but you're fucking Spider-Man.
Yeah, no, Jesus absolutely.
Right. I cannot wait for that game. I pre-ordered it on Amazon like months ago, and they're like December 2016 release date. And I'm like, that's not true, but take my money, motherfucker.
Right. I actually liked a lot of the Spider-Man games on the 360. The Shattered, whatever
Shattered
one were you?
Yeah,
I love that game.
Oh, absolutely.
And there was another one I think that was actually pretty good too. The one where I remember you had to fight against, no, maybe it was, Maybe I'm thinking of Shattered Dimensions, but yeah, just the that Insomniac city traversal and as well as like combat. I mean, that thing's gonna be baller. Like, it's just gonna be awesome. All right, well then that leaves me. My last one is Ni No Kuni 2. I don't really know what the subtitle thing is. I played the shit out of Ni No Kuni, Wrath of the White Witch. Actually, that was one of the first games I played when we moved to this house. And yeah, I loved it. Just absolutely loved it. And so when I found out they're making a sequel, I was like, yep, fucking all in, no doubt. No idea when it's coming out, if it even is this year, but if it is, I'm all over it.
Seeing I don't know, it was like cover art or something about that game, and I was like, wow, that looks really interesting. And then I was like, you know what? I don't play anime games, and it sort of looked like that. And but I was like, man, that looks really cool. So it's interesting that you liked it so much. It kind of makes me want to look at it again.
Yeah, the battle system is actually really good. It's like this combination of kind of turn-based but real-time at the same time, and then you kind of find these creatures to battle along with you, but then you also have, like, teammates that you can kind of swap in. It's a really good system of doing things, and it's it's one of those things where you can kind of wander around and avoid fights if you want to, or you can...
Yeah.
Get in them so you're not like walking down a hallway and every 5 seconds it's like attack, you know, which sometimes with JRPGs that can get a little annoying. But the story was really good and the art style was fucking fantastic.
Yeah,
so.
It looked gorgeous, like what I've seen of White Witch. It looked really good.
Yeah. And then, of course, you know, this doesn't include all the shit that'll end up you don't even remember or pops up, you know, here and there.
Yeah, the only other thing that I had sort of written down was Red Dead Redemption 2.
I don't think that'll be out this year, personally.
And that's why I sort of scratched it off. I mean, it might be, but and I'll play the shit out of it when it comes out, I don't think it would make it. But yeah, that's it for me.
Yeah, I mean, well, with Red Dead Redemption 2, they're making so much money off of GTA 5 online.
Yeah, wow.
They got to figure out how they can. Do the same thing in Red Dead Redemption, so you can have, get fucking drive by on your horse just because you had the audacity of dropping into a public server.
Make your horse like the dust come off your horse be purple and shit like that. Yeah.
Did you see? So one last thing before we wrap up, did you see that they So there was this like glitch in GTA 5 where there was like this invincible car that you could get, and you used it at the end of this particular heist. Mm-hmm. And so everybody would only want to do that heist because if you had this car, you could like get through the end of it without losing any money or like having anybody die. And they actually patched it because you're not supposed to be able to use it.
Okay.
And so there are a lot of people in the community that were like super pissed off that they finally patched it but then other people were like, finally, now other people will want to do other heists because it's not a guarantee. So,
I just wanted a heist. As much fun as we had doing the bank robbery.
I don't know why everything in that game has to... Well, I do know. I know why everything in that game has to turn into just what's the best way to get money. Because every time they release free, quote-unquote free stuff, it's so fucking expensive that you can't take advantage of it. But, you know, the problem is then you get in these situations where as soon as anybody finds a way to make money, that's what everybody wants to do and they flock to. So.
Yeah.
But at some point we'll need to get a couple other people and try out these other heists.
I'd love to.
Cool. Well, so that's it for us. Thanks everybody for giving a listen. And you can follow myself on Twitter, twitter.com, Mr. Binky, and then follow Mitch on Twitter, twitter.com, Mr_Bones. And then, of course, you can check out the YouTube channel. It's, youtube.com/C. I don't know why. Then another slash, then divided by werewolves. All one word. And of course you can follow both of us on Twitch, and that way for any streams, things like that, you'll be in the know. I'm going to keep doing Hitman. Mitch is going to keep doing Resident Evil with some Witcher thrown in for good measure from time to time, hopefully.
Yeah, I'm not giving up yet. There's more Witcher on the way.
Yeah, and then that weird Ubisoft melee combat game For Honor comes out next week, so I got that in my Gamefly queue. I figure I'll give that a try so people can watch me be a really horrible samurai or Viking or knight or whatever. So for both Mitch and myself, thank you so much for joining us tonight, and we hope to catch you around the next time. So we will see you back here again in 2 weeks. So thank you, good night, and have a good evening.